You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Your Powerful Prayers, Reaching the Heart of God with a Bold and Humble Faith, by Susie Larson. This book is read by Sarah Zimmerman. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Bethany House Publishers, a division of Baker Publishing Group, originally published in English as Your Powerful Prayers, Reaching the Heart of God with a Bold and Humble Faith. Copyright 2016 by Susie Larson. All rights reserved. Please visit ChristianAudio.com, Facebook.com/ChristianAudio, or Twitter.com/ChristianAudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. In Tozer for the Christian Leader, A.W. Tozer wrote, "Some things may be neglected with but little loss to the spiritual life, but to neglect communion with God is to hurt ourselves where we cannot afford it." In Streams in the Desert, F.B. Meyer wrote, "The sense of God's presence can become the unwavering possession of our souls." And Psalm 116, verse 9 says, "And so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth." I have a distinct nighttime memory of me as a little girl, curled up in a ball on my bed, afraid to move an inch. I pull the covers up over my head and whisper, "Dear God, be my shield of protection." I have no idea God breathed those very words on the pages of Scripture. I don't know much about God at all at this point, except that He is real. And so I pray. Every night with my knees tucked close to my heart, I nestle under my blanket and ask God to cover me. I utter the prayer of a little girl who has been hurt at the hands of teenage boys. Though I come from a wonderful family, fear fastened itself to my soul, which affected my view of the world and of God. My prayers as a young girl are born out of insecurity, an aching soul, and a desperate need for someone stronger than I am to help me. This is my perspective. Mean and hurtful people walk the earth. I'm small and have no voice. God is big and out there somewhere. I'm vulnerable. I pray He'll come through for me. Like flicking a feather into the air and hoping it catches flight, I toss my prayers in the air in hopes they'll somehow reach the ears of God. In eighth grade, I come to know Jesus as my Savior. Even though I understand that I am saved, I don't at all grasp that I am loved. Most of my prayers, and my everyday choices for that matter, are born out of a straining, striving, hope I can jump high enough for God to bless me kind of mindset. It isn't even until I've been married for several years that I realize I still curl into a ball at night, which leaves the rest of our king-sized bed to my husband. I have all this space available to me, yet fear pulls me to its corner. By then, I considered myself a pretty serious follower of Christ, but my choices and my prayers still bear the signs of someone not quite convinced that she is the object of God's profound delight and lavish love. Imagine my amazement when later on in life I stumbled onto truths and verses like these. "God is my shield of protection." Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 says, "Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. My cry reaches His ears." Psalm 18, verse 6 says, "In my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From His temple He heard my voice. My cry came before Him into His ears. He knows my name and will come for me." Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3 say, "Don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You're mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. Because I am God, your personal God, the Holy God of Israel, your Savior. I have authority." Luke chapter 10, verse 19 says, "Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?